What if the success of your business hinges on how you manage franchise relationships? Understanding this dynamic can unlock substantial value for both franchisees and franchisers. In this chapter, we'll explore practical strategies for enhancing communication and fostering collaboration. Prepare to discover essential tools that will transform your approach to franchise management. We'll explore the foundations and dynamics of franchisor-franchisee relationships. Next, we will identify and manage conflict in franchise partnerships effectively. Then, you'll master the four-stage relationship building process, understanding key behaviors at each stage. We'll discuss how to foster a collaborative franchise relationship that promotes shared goals. Additionally, you'll identify key factors that contribute to strong franchise relationships. Finally, we will value collaboration while addressing the important issue of franchisee attrition. Let's delve into the basics of the franchisor-franchisee relationship. First, a franchise relation defines the current state of the partnership between these two entities. This relationship is legally anchored, as they are bound by a contract outlining rules set by the franchisor. Perspectives can differ significantly. Franchisors see it as contractual, while franchisees often perceive it personally. Expectations of franchisees evolve and must align with the rigid operations manual. Ultimately, the aim is to achieve a mature relationship characterized by harmonious interdependence and mutual respect. Having explored the foundations of the franchisor-franchisee relationship, we now examine its dynamics. First, ownership and access are clearly defined. The franchisor controls the brand, while the franchisee uses it under contract. However, some franchisees might engage in free riding, benefiting from the brand's prestige, without investing in local growth. Despite monitoring systems like management information systems and audits, there are still gaps that can result in a lack of proper control. Moreover, franchisor opportunism can emerge through encroachment on territories and coercive bargaining. Lastly, adopting a relational contract lens emphasizes the need for trust, as qualitative obligations evolve and must adapt to market conditions. Conflict in franchising is something we can anticipate and manage effectively. Debates often lead to better decisions, while legal battles can exhaust resources and harm relationships. The main areas of friction include marketing fees, territorial issues, and training gaps, all of which can create misunderstandings. When expectations misalign, trust erodes, negatively impacting performance. Both franchisors and franchisees must work together, maintaining professionalism and supporting each other. Learning from cases like McDonald's and Pizza Hut highlights the importance of clear communication and early intervention in resolving conflicts. As we dive into conflict management, consider the case of McDonald's and CPRL. The termination of 169 outlets in North and East India exemplifies how failures can escalate. CPRL was given a notice due to 2 years of unpaid royalties, but they did not respond effectively. Following termination, there was a mandate to cease using McDonald's intellectual property. The history of this feud indicates a buyout intention from McDonald's, initially valued at $5 million, then increased to $7 million, highlighting the valuation dispute. This case underscores the critical nature of addressing breaches and disagreements before they escalate into lasting consequences. The circumstances surrounding Pizza Hut and Domino's in 1986 illustrate a classic case of conflict management. A competitive threat arose as Domino's delivery services gained popularity, pushing Pizza Hut to adapt. Franchisees resisted this change, concerned about operational costs and disruption. Escalating tensions led to potential litigation as the franchisor introduced new protocols. Ultimately, both parties negotiated a resolution that integrated delivery while considering franchisee impacts. Key lessons include treating franchisees as partners and ensuring clear communication to prevent future conflicts. To truly enhance our collaborations, we must understand the relationship building process, which unfolds through distinct stages. First, we encounter independence, where each party maintains their separate identities and explores how they fit together. Next, we move into dependence, characterized by reliance on franchisor systems and guidance, while navigating the risk of over-reliance. As we transition to quasi-dependence, growing autonomy allows for experimentation within established boundaries, promoting dialogue around flexibility. Finally, interdependence emerges, where shared goals and mutual accountability foster a strategic partnership, elevating both parties. Understanding these stages is crucial for effective collaboration. As we delve deeper into the independent stage of relationship building, both actors operate as independent entities, each exploring growth opportunities on their own. The franchisor takes a careful look at potential franchisees for suitability and conducts thorough reference checks. Simultaneously, the franchisee investigates the brand and its business model, seeking insights from existing franchisees about their experiences. Both sides conduct a mutual value assessment, weighing the benefits of collaboration against remaining independent. This initial contact often sparks a pivotal mindset shift, highlighting that success comes from helping one another achieve their goals. Building on our earlier discussion, mutual dependence is key in the dependence stage. Here, both parties recognize that their success is interconnected. When one thrives, so does the other. For franchisors, this approach minimizes the capital expenditure usually tied to company-owned expansion. Franchisees, on the other hand, benefit from a proven model and reduced risk by tapping into an established brand. A formal agreement strengthens this bond, with franchisees committed to following operational manuals while franchises uphold their support promises. This environment fosters trust and accelerates growth as both sides learn and scale their operations. As we delve into the quasi-dependent stage, we notice the stakes rise in established units with rapid growth. Franchisors push for higher walk-ins and sales targets, increasing pressure on franchisees. In response, franchisees seek more benefits while tightly defending their costs. This backdrop often leads to behavioral drift, as opportunism increases and compliance and trust diminish. To navigate this tension, a communication reset becomes essential, fostering active dialogue that addresses concerns and prevents severance. Engaging openly allows both parties to adjust expectations and restore cooperation. In the V stage of relationship building, mutual trust and respect are paramount. This context transforms mindsets from simple contractual compliance to a maximum commitment approach. Both parties actively invest resources to uplift overall performance across the system. The franchisee begins to expand into multiple stores of the same brand, illustrating their growth potential. Meanwhile, the franchisor prefers capable multi-unit operators, signifying that the relationship has reached its peak. Together, they exemplify a mature and collaborative partnership focused on shared success. Building upon the foundation of mutual commitment, let's explore the steps for fostering a symbiotic relationship in practice. First, the journey begins with a clear path to interdependence, where initial guidance from the franchisor gradually decreases as the franchisee becomes more experienced. Next, implementing a thorough onboarding plan with standard operating procedures, training and mentoring is crucial during those early stages. Additionally, establishing a consistent communication cadence through weekly operational huddles and monthly reviews enhances collaboration. It's important to align on shared goals by agreeing on key performance indicators and defining mutual expectations. Lastly, ensuring trust and integrity is vital as both parties bring valuable resources to the partnership. As we delve into the essentials of fostering a strong franchise relationship, open and transparent communication stands out as a cornerstone. This means committing to dialogue that is both clear and honest. Next, it's vital to align expectations and goals, ensuring both parties know what success entails. Holding regular check-ins allows for consistent interaction, addressing concerns before they escalate. Keeping communication channels accessible invites questions and ideas anytime, fostering a collaborative environment. Lastly, inviting feedback and addressing it promptly is crucial for building lasting trust between franchisors and franchisees. Building a successful franchise relationship hinges on two key factors: trust and mutual respect. First, we must set the foundation by agreeing that brand stewardship and local execution are shared responsibilities built on reliability and regard. Franchisee commitments include representing the brand faithfully and consistently following system standards and guidelines. In return, franchisor commitments involve providing timely support, resources, and guidance that enable local success. Additionally, we should respect distinct expertise by valuing both the franchisor's brand experience and the franchisee's local market insights. Ultimately, behaviors that prove this relationship include honoring commitments, responding promptly, and exchanging feedback with professionalism. Ongoing support is vital for franchise success. It includes regular training, timely updates, and user-friendly resources available when needed. For new product training, utilize launch playbooks and SOP refreshers, ensuring franchisees practice and certify. Marketing strategy should involve campaign calendars and localized assets for effective execution. Operational best practices require field coaching and audits to close action items. Lastly, franchisees must implement technology upgrades and share feedback for continuous improvement. As we delve into managing franchise relationships, establishing clear expectations is paramount. First, we need a shared definition of success, aligning on what good looks like across key areas. Next, aligning financial goals allows us to set targets for sales and profitability. Additionally, we must set operational standards by defining consistent processes and quality levels. Ensuring clarity in service and compliance is crucial for performance and rule adherence. Finally, connecting the vision to action helps franchisees understand the brand's vision and strategy effectively. Flexibility and adaptability are crucial for franchise success. First, adaptability allows for faster responses to change, protecting both brand relevance and local performance. Next, franchisors must maintain openness by collecting feedback and refining their strategies. Franchisees should demonstrate flexibility by swiftly adopting new systems and processes. Common change triggers include market trends and evolving customer preferences. Finally, agile governance with clear protocols ensures smooth implementation of changes. As we explore ways to enhance our franchisee experience, collaboration stands out as a key driver. When franchisees work together, synergy amplifies results through shared wisdom and quicker problem solving. They exchange best practices, leveraging proven playbooks and local insights to scale effectively. Mentoring becomes crucial, allowing seasoned veterans to guide newcomers, fostering complementary expertise. Additionally, collective initiatives, such as pooled marketing and bulk purchasing, create powerful cross-location benefits. Finally, utilizing franchisor-facilitated platforms, including conferences and webinars, helps us all tap into a rich pool of resources and community support. Understanding franchisee attrition reveals significant challenges. First, the expectation-outcome gap arises when the promised support doesn't align with reality. Next, unmet financial returns can erode franchisee confidence and patience. Furthermore, even after escalating issues, support gaps can persist, causing frustration. Additionally, personal or regulatory triggers often compel exits, independent of performance. Lastly, franchisees may pursue higher return opportunities or even launch their own brands. Let's consolidate what we've learned about managing franchise relationships. We started by grasping the foundational principles and evolving dynamics between franchisors and franchisees. Next, we recognize the importance of effective conflict management, illustrated with real-world examples. This led us to identify the stages of relationship development, from independence to interdependence. We also emphasized key success factors, such as open communication, trust, and support. Finally, we acknowledged the value of collective growth and the challenges of franchisee attrition for long-term success. These insights will enhance your understanding of future applications in franchise management.